and seasonable. The case of Camilla Clark was agitating the ladies' aid of one of the Lindsay churches. They had talked about it through the whole of that afternoon session while they sewed for their missionary box, talked about it, and come to no conclusion. In the preceding spring, James Clark, one of the hands in the lumber mill at Lindsay, had been killed in an accident. The shock had proved nearly fatal to his young wife. The next day, Camilla Clark's baby was born dead, and the poor mother hovered for weeks between life and death. Slowly, very slowly, life won the battle, and Camilla came back from the Valley of the Shadow. But she was still an invalid, and would be so for a long time. The Clarks had come to Lindsay only a short time before the accident. They were boarding at Mrs. Barry's when it happened, and Mrs. Barry had shown every kindness and consideration to the unhappy young widow. But now, the Barrys were very soon to leave Lindsay for the West, and the question was, what was to be done with Camilla Clark? She could not go West. She could not even do work of any sort yet in Lindsay.